From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Happy Friday, y'all.
Oh, man. 3-day weekend. You ready for it? You ready for it?
I don't get it, but well, okay.
Denise Richards, you know Denise, right? Or you know of Denise. I don't know if you know her personally or not.
The ex of Tiger Blood Man.
Well, speaking of Tiger Blood Man, she said that Charlie once brought a hooker to her Thanksgiving dinner a few years ago.
Wow.
And Charlie owned it. He said, "The turkey I brought was, in fact, a lady of the night and a bit of a harlot."
Why bring, you know, you're not going to go have sex on the dining room table in front of your kids, so why bring the whore?
You know what? It's Charlie.
I mean, I'm sorry, Lady of the Night. She's
Charlie.
She's a working woman.
She's a working woman. Charlie. It's Charlie. You just, I mean, you know, I wonder how many years ago that was. I don't think she talks about that. But she told a story on the latest episode of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which she's on, so.
I can't even ever watch it. I can't even. Hey, I was a housewife for a long time. I didn't ever get a camera follow me around.
But you weren't a housewife of Beverly Hills.
No.
That's the difference, see?
No, I don't ever get to hardly even drive through Beverly Hills, much less have a house there. Right.
Okay, it is time for the news. What's happening today?
Breaking news.
Breaking news. What's up?
Adam Levine is leaving The Voice.
No, really?
After 16 seasons.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
True dat.
Huh.
Carson Daly made the announcement this morning on the Today Show.
Okay.
I mean, this is fresh.
This is fresh.
Breaking news.
Darn fresh. Wow, we never do that. People will be talking about this on Tuesday. We'll
That's
be already
true.
Over it by then.
We'll be over
we'll
it.
We'll be over it in the next 30 seconds,
well,
I'm
sure.
Well,
you know, we don't know the reason.
Oh, really? There's no reason why.
The reason's not out there yet.
Well, it might have something to do with Blake.
Maybe. Now, Adams, he was one of the original coaches.
Yeah, right.
When the show signed on. It was in 2011.
Wow.
Dang, time has passed.
8 years. Well, he and Blake are the only two originals left.
Yes.
Because it was, let's see, it was him and CeeLo and Christina. Yeah. So they've been the constant. They've been in chair one and chair four, too. I might add, there's probably some, you know, little something to the fact that they're bookending all of the coaches. So.
Yeah, here's the interesting thing that I did not know.
What's up?
Out of all those seasons, Adam has only won 3 times.
That many, huh?
But only 3.
No, the only one that wins on that damn show is Blake.
Yeah, which they need to change.
I know, right? I know. It's like, you know, I think when they named him Sexiest Man Alive, People Magazine a few years back, it was because of The Voice. I don't think it was because of anything else. Well, he makes stars out of all these
Blake Shelton?
Yeah, Blake Shelton. Yeah. He's not that sexy.
No, he's not. Know.
He puts his boots on 1 foot at a time like the rest of us. Well, good for Adam. No reason given, huh?
No.
Gonna miss that little chemistry between them, the little bromance.
Not Too that bad. You're wondering, but you might, just in case you are, about who
what?
Might replace him.
About who might replace him?
Who? Guess.
I don't know. Thinking of dudes. I've already had John
don't
Legend on
dudes.
There. Oh, no. Really?
No.
It's a chick?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Not Blake's chick.
Yes.
Oh, man. She was a horrible coach. I don't mind looking at Gwen Stefani any time of the day or night. As a coach, nah. Nah. Well, and it makes sense since Blake, you know, seems to run or thinks he runs the show over there. I guess that makes sense. So. Plus, she could use a little work. You know, he's just building her dowry.
Oh, well, that's true.
I mean, she's got to have a little more cash.
Well, he's got money now, though.
Yeah, but you know what? It's not all about... You know what? Jay Leno never spent a check that he made at NBC. He's living off of whatever. You might as well not spend your money. Spend your spouse's money. That's the way I look at it.
I don't think Mavis made that much money. But what did Jay Leno live off of?
He actually lived off of his proceeds because he was out working. He did 200 nights a year doing stand-up. Yeah.
Can you imagine all that money he had?
And no heirs. No heirs. That money is going to end up going to some foundation.
Yeah.
I guarantee you. We should start a foundation and get cozy.
How many
Jay
years
Leno.
Did he work on the Tonight Show?
Almost 20.
20 years of
not it's a little more than 20, actually.
Of not cashing the paycheck.
Millions and millions of dollars. Lord. Yeah.
He probably buys cars with him and such.
No, he hasn't spent any of it. He only spends his own money.
That you know? Was his own money.
Well, no, but he put that away. You can't take it with you, Jay.
No. Mominger isn't the only one to insist that her kids return a profit.
No? What?
Nope. Kimmy has plans
oh,
for her newborn son, Psalm West.
Oh, no, no, no. He's a baby. Leave him alone.
Well, the other ones are still kids. Leave them alone, too. She's filed for a trademark on his name.
Of course she has. Mm-hmm. Of course she has.
I know you're not asking why.
No, I'm not
but
asking
what
why.
What products would bring young Psalm's trademark be protected?
Oh, man, I can only imagine. I bet it's a laundry list.
It is. And there's probably laundry products on there.
Laundry
but here's
products.
A short. Here's just a short snippet. Let's see here. The trademark will cover hair and skincare products.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is what I would think of first when you're thinking of a baby is probiotic supplements.
Oh, sure.
Toy figures and doll
accessories.
Kids got to
keep their guts in order, right? Uh-huh.
And naturally computer software.
Well, yeah.
Furniture, baby bottles, strollers, shower gels. And the next thing I would think of, you know, for a psalm is that nail polish and nail polish remover. puppets, puzzles, toys, jewelry, bath toys, bath gems, baby changing tables.
Holy crap.
Pillows, mirrors, Holy picture crap. Frames, duffel bags, keychains, because he's going to drive someday, calendars, umbrellas, clocks, watches, photo albums, and collectible trading cards.
Ay, ay, ay.
Collectible trading cards of what?
Well, it could
of
be a
all
Kardashian.
The Kardashian Jenner children and such?
Yeah.
No, thank you, sir. No, thank you.
Oh, my God.
But actually, all the Kardashian Jenner offspring are trademarked, you know.
No, I thought they were.
In case they ever
make
a dime on anything.
Yeah, which they're not going to. They're not going to.
Earn your keep. Earn your keep. I had to earn my way up doing videos, and my children have to earn their way up, too.
Yeah, she's got to earn her way up. They can earn their way up on their backs just like mom. You know who's earned her way up is Halle Berry. She's earned her way up.
Shut the front door, dude.
Have a good weekend. Now, we're off on Monday because it's a holiday here in the United States and the U.K. Not just here. In the U.K., too.
Well, happy holiday, y'all.
See you
I'll
on
be
Tuesday.
At work.
And?
Because we have a Memorial Day barbecue at the home.
Okay.
That's all the news.
Are we invited?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Barbecue. Love it.
Hamburgers and hot dogs. Watermelon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll be there.
Pasta salad. Ice cream. That's all the news you can care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.